Anyway. I hope Matt's okay with it.
Does anyone really ask?
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Ah, yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the Wizards are in the win column. And as Matty pointed out, they are seventh in the Eastern Conference right now with a 1-2 record. But hey, they won their first road game of the year. Defense still not great. 121-119 last night over the Atlanta Hawks, as you heard here on the Team 980 and of the Odyssey app. Of course, we are your home for the Washington Wizards. In case you missed it, now again, there was a lot going on Monday Night Football, the World Series, so on and so forth. So I missed a lot of this game, to be quite honest with you. Every time I would turn to it, it would be in a commercial break. Just annoying. Kyle Kuzma, 25 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists. Did have 5 turnovers, but that's a monster night for Kyle Kuzma. 8 of 20 from the floor in 40 minutes. Jordan Poole, of course, you know, more ball handling duties and whatnot this year. 9 of 17 from the floor, 6 of 8 from 3, 26 points overall, 5 assists, only 1 rebounds, 2 steals, but only 3 turnovers in 33 minutes. Bilal Coulibaly, who's been very good so far in the early onset of year 2, 17 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, so you know he's always going to play good defense, plus 4 went on the court. And how about Corey Kispert? Freshly minted contract extension. Corey Kispert, 21 points. 4 of 9 from 3-point land. 7 of 15 overall. 4 rebounds. An assist, a steal. And how about Bob Carrington? 13 points. Including 3 of 4 from 3. And we have seen Bob can shoot from 3. I don't know. Bob Carrington's probably going to be my favorite guy to watch. I mean, some of the younger guys, you know, of course, they're all fun to watch in different ways. I think I'm going to love me some Bob Carrington. I think. It's just kind of a junkyard dog. Oh, I'm sorry. Carlton Carrington. They call him Bob. Anyway, the Wizards shot 47.7%. From 3, 21 of 44, 41 of 91 from the floor, 45%. So that's all good. Ricochet, only 4 points, 1 of 8 shooting, 1 of 4 from 3, 3 rebounds, 2 steal blocks. As the number 1 overall pick on his home turf, Alex Saar, the number 2 pick, was 3 of 11. 1 of 5 from 3. Alex Saar takes too many threes. I'm just telling you, that's going to drive me nuts. But did have 9 rebounds, 2 blocks, and a steal, and 7 points overall. So both the number 1 and number 2 overall pick, not giving you a whole lot of juice offensively, a little bit on the defensive end. But the Wizards win after kind of another sort of listen. You lose to Cleveland and Boston even at home. There's nothing embarrassing, but it was disappointing is how I would label it Saturday night. I thought they would come up with a better performance on Saturday night, but they didn't. But they get the first win, and away we go. The Wizards, by the way, next up, take on the Atlanta Hawks once again tomorrow night, but at Capital One Arena. Right here on the Team 980, 645, the pregame coverage. So a little back-to-back, home-to-home before they move on to the Miami Heat and play them at home. Why is that game being listed as a 9:30 start? Is that right? Could that be possible on Friday night? On Saturday night? Is it Saturday night? Yeah, it's Saturday night. 9:30. Listed start. I don't get that. Whatever. There you go. All right, so that's the Wizards story. Now, This one might be of interest to you. It might not be of interest to you. Grant Paulson is one of my best friends in the business, right? I've known him for 14, 15 years. Even though we play the sound
really
drop.
Grant Paulson.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, we do that for fun, obviously. But he's one of my best friends. And we've known each other forever. And I always bust his chops.
Sure.
About never inviting me to a Capitals game or a Nationals game. He doesn't go to Wizards games, but he gets really, 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 really good seats because he knows a lot of important people that I don't know. I don't know how he does it. He's a better schmoozer than I am. He's got people giving him tickets left and right. So he calls me last night during the middle of the Monday night game and during the middle of the World Series, and I'm on deadline for command post, so I ignore the phone call. I text him back this morning, "You called?" He gets back to me 2 hours later on the phone. He's like, "Hey, you want to go to the Rangers Capitals game tonight?"
Oh my goodness gracious.
And I said, "Whoa, an invite. Not at 6:30 when I'm already back home. An invite." So, Grant Paulson and I, apparently, unless he is totally ribbing me, unless he's totally pulling my leg.
Oh, that would be kind of mean, but also kind of funny if you get off air and he's like, "Oh, no, that was a joke."
Yeah, I'm still leery, but I'm going to take a leap of faith and just stay here because he's on air until 6:30. I'm going to take a leap of faith that he is not totally pulling my leg and basically set me up for failure, that Grant Paulson and I, and he started saying the day by saying they're not on the glass, but apparently, I don't know if this is true or not, they are on the glass. So if it is true, not only is it the first legitimate invitation from Grant Paulson to your boy to go to a Capitals game, but also, if it is true, and if we are on the glass, and I just say if because I don't trust anything, it is the first time in my 51 years of life, my 40-plus years of life being a diehard hockey fan, the first time that I'm on the glass.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Wish me luck, boys and girls. I'll send out pictures later on. Now, again, I'm still leery. I'm still wondering if this is a joke. But I'm taking a leap of faith. If anybody's going to be at Capital One Arena tonight, and I know a bunch of you will, please come and say hello if you can find us or if we're walking around the concourse, if I'm even there. If not, I'm going to be sitting around watching tape and waiting for the reality of the situation to set in, and then I'll miss some of the traffic. But hopefully it's true. Maddie, you're going on Thursday night, correct?
Yes, I will be at the game on Halloween.
Is it going to be a trick or a treat?
I hope it's going to be a trick. I hope it's going to be a treat. I'm going with Lauren. It's her first ever hockey game.
First ever hockey game. Wow.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So, wait, because she's from Philadelphia, right? So she never went to a Flyers game or anything?
No, her family is hardcore football fans,
Eagles,
and basically only football fans.
Right. We should point out that Maddie is in a very serious relationship with an Eagles fan.
Yes.
Yes.
They're points of contention twice a year. The rest of the time, it's a lot of ribbing with, "Hey, your team's worse than mine."
Yes. Yes, exactly. And right now they are. Right now they are. Well, that's fun. I mean, you've been to hockey games, though, before,
obviously. Oh, yeah, I've been to a lot of hockey games.
And you said you have good seats, right?
Yeah.
Down in the 100s or whatever?
Well, so we're just high enough in the 100s that you can see pretty much the entire ice. You're not blocked by the glass itself.
There you go.
Should be fun. I'm really excited.
Yeah, that should be fun. Little Halloween especial. The Canadians coming in. They take on the Seattle Kraken tonight. They're 4-4-1. Again, the Rangers are 6-1-1. Coming to Capital One Arena. The Caps off not their worst performance of the year, second worst performance. I would say the one on opening night against the Devils was worse. Tampa is a good team on the road, you know. I mean, lots of teams do that against Tampa, but the Capitals are 5-2. and take on the Rangers again. The local call only, because it's only in the ESPN national broadcast, so no Monumental tonight. 7:30, 7:15 for the pregame with John Walt and Ken Sabourin and the crew over on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app and Caps Radio. So there you go. And that is Cleanup on aisle 3.
Cleanup in aisle 3.